Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're tuned into the best damn Husker and NFL coverage on the radio.
We don't fly at 40,000 feet. We're not big picture group. They have work to do today.
You're going to bring us two absolute martinis. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Greggeth and Hook Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
Hey, Greggeth and Hooks. Nick Greggeth, Bill Hooks, Willie J, and you. I stole that move from Chris Schmidt, by the way. 402-466-3776 to get in the show. Hey, Willie J, can you hit? There's a breaking news.
Rumor.
That's also a rumor. So I need both of them. So this is breaking news and a rumor all in one tweet. Comes from the NFL. Denver Broncos reported they're going to rename their stadium rights after their owner, their new owner. Rumor has it that means Mile High Stadium is now going to be called Pat Mahomes Stadium.
I think it's about time to change the name.
Yeah.
Because Sports Authority, I mean, when's the last time anyone's ever been to a Sports Authority? Mm.
New owner of the Denver Broncos.
Who is it?
I just told you, Patrick Mahomes. Hooks wasn't listening. He didn't get the joke.
I heard it. I was just waiting.
You kept going. I was like, come on, guys. Where's my reaction here? That's good.
Did they actually get a new owner?
I don't know.
This is a good one.
It was just a good something I wanted to tweet out. New owner, Pat Mahomes of the Denver Broncos.
This is a good tweet. You can confirm or deny if you like.
Okay.
Coming in from Nick.
Rumor has it.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
At your opinion, man.
Oh, good. Okay.
Rumor has it Bill Moose is going to sign Fred Hoiberg, but Hoiberg changed his mind after Moose spilled his Zipline IPA on his contract.
Oh, that would have made me mad. Who spills a Zipline IPA?
Who does that?
What is going on with that jabroni?
Party foul.
Bill Moose fell asleep in the middle of the day at the local smoke shop, unable to come have Hoiberg sign his.
Bill Moose and Hoiberg were together, and Moose passed out, and his pin went all over the contract.
Oh, man. These are cruel jokes. Why are we making them?
Are they jokes?
Yes. Were you trying to get us sued? Get out of here. I don't need John Bruning coming after me. That'd be bad. Let's go to the phones.
We'd act like
this
we
show
didn't
is
know.
So bad.
We'd act like we didn't know.
Let's go. That was Willie J talking. Sue him. He drives a Lexus. What's up, man?
How's it going?
We're good.
I told you I'm sick. I got all sorts of medicine in me. I'm kooky madooky today.
Boy,
this is good.
The show just gone downhill. Well, we'll just leave it at that.
I like to say this is going uphill for us.
Yeah, I was
going to
say this is uphill from where we normally are.
Yeah,
like, we're usually pretty. Come on, man.
We're entertaining today.
Actually, things aren't going all that well. I just found out I got to put $1,000 into my car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man.
Anyway, not here nor there. I got to admit, if you would tell a joke that's funny, you might get a laugh.
Wow.
I thought it was a good joke.
Well, it was.
Pat Mahomes Stadium.
I know. Well, but it's true, though, he owns it, right?
That's true. It is more of a fact than a...
Okay, and go Storm Chasers, by the way.
Did you see their new mascot?
No, I hadn't.
They have... So, Nebraska Storm Chasers, you got Tornado as your current mascot. They added a mascot. Did you guys hear about
this?
Tell me if this makes sense to you. Her name is... her name is Sue Nami, and she's a lady mascot. It's an interesting mascot name for a sports team in literally the middle of the United States.
Hey, well, let's get to the business at hand. Okay. To Tim Miles, at least he didn't get fired for going Irvine coach on somebody.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh,
that was a mess. Ooh. That was bad. That was a bad deal. I hope he's fired this morning. Just like you guys said, as a fan, I really appreciated how the basketball season it ended up on an up note, did it not?
Yeah, it did. We were definitely an up note.
Yeah. It's an up note.
Yeah,
but it's not going to save his job. Mm-mm. Let's face it. I was sad to see that Hank Bounds was retiring, and it makes you wonder: is any of this stuff behind that, or? You know, I guess we'll never know that, will we?
No.
We can speculate all we can speculate all we want. But it just seems like that was just the timing of Hank Bounds going out and all the changes being made. That just seemed like it was just sort of, it was just bad. Hey, you know what? The Huskers swept, and who was it, Hooks, was it you that was telling me you cheated? You looked at Michigan State's record?
On what?
Baseball.
I did not.
Somebody told me
I didn't look at their record.
That you know, that would have if I wouldn't have known what their record was. That was kind of nice that they swept them like they did. Mm-hmm. But Michigan State had only won 3 games up to that point.
Hey man, old saying though is if you want to be good at sports, the first thing you got to do is keep the bad teams bad.
That's right. You take care of business.
Keep the losing teams losing, and then you go from there.
Right. That's exactly right. I'm really. It's nice to see them, you know, getting out to a good start like they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're young. I'll go to this again. I love their third baseman. He's a great player. He's going to be really good.
Yeah.
And how about the pitching? How about the pitching?
Erstead said last year, a lot of injuries. Yep. Going to be a lot better
not
this
different.
Year.
It really is.
Yeah.
I have one request.
Oh, okay. What you got?
Let's just get a little bit better with the show. A little better go.
Oh, man.
I thought you were going to ask for us to play Bruce Springsteen or something later.
Yeah, man.
Oh, no. You would have to play something like Jerry Lewis and the Playboys or the Mamas and the Papas. You can play Monday.
Gary and his Playboys, man, I tell you what. All right, brother, appreciate you. Thank you, Gary.
You guys have a great day.
Yeah. Mamas and the Papas are good stuff.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Going back to your joke, Omaha Luke and Lincoln said, Sports Authority has been out of business for 3 or 4 years now.
Yes, it has been. It has been. That was Willie J actually pointed that out.
And we appreciate Andrew Rush, by the way. He says, these rumors on Husker Nick and his two Willies have been fire.
Yeah, yeah.
His two Willies.
Husker Nick and his two Willies. Oh, man, that might be the show name. We might have one. Woo! Where's Triple B when you need him?
Husker Nick and his two Willies.
I need to get Triple B to make a shirt with me and you two on it, and it says Husker Nick and his two Willies. That would make me so happy. Would you guys wear that shirt?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
Yeah.
What a good freaking tweet that was. That's Andrew, good. Call in. I want to give you movie tickets.
Yes.
Triple B just texted us, said it. He's doing it.
No, he's not.
He did. He just texted us. He texted you, too. He's going to make it happen.
Oh.
I need Husker Nick and his two Willies.
Yeah, please.
That would make me so, so happy. Is it possible Bill Moose is waiting for Washington State to just hire Miles to mitigate his buyout? Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be awesome. He's a smart man.
Ben tweets in, Gary Jerry can't tell you guys to do better. He's never worked for the radio.
Is that really a tweet?
Yeah.
That's good.
Ben tweeted that in for us.
He's never been on the radio.
He can't tell us to do better.
Man. Let's see. Here's another one. I saw another rumor that we had. Oh, yeah. Could you hit the rumor button, please?
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
This one's from Frank. Frank says the next coach will be Dwayne Wade because his wife is from Omaha. They love the Scurs. Hashtag rumor. Yep. And we're just waiting for the season to get over.
People were saying they think those two are going to become the new president.
UNL. I will tell you this right now. If Dwayne Wade and Gabby were at a any type of luncheon talking,
yeah,
I would get tickets and go. 100%.
Get it done.
Can I ask a question, by the way, with all this stuff going on around Nebraska? Like, there's all these, we've been messing around, you know, having fun with these rumors and all this stuff, right? But over the last few months, we've had leaks, we've had Bill Moose is an alcoholic, we've had Moose won't let me have my Marine talk to my team, we've had different reporters that are friends with Miles reporting about Fred Hoiberg, making him look bad, that kind of stuff, for Moose look bad. Can Nebraska ever not be drama-filled? Is that possible?
No.
Like, think about the last 20 years of Husker sports. Has anything been easy around here?
No, it's never. It's, again, we went back to that. We kept saying it's too good to be true type of stuff, right? And then everything just, something always seems to be an obstacle.
Yeah.
When you think it's like you're on this road, right? And then all of a sudden there's just like a little baby detour every single time.
Well, like think about this. At one point, we had Frost, Bounds, Green, Moose.
We had this like, and we talked about how good a team that was.
And it's a law firm that everybody saw eye to eye. We know where we're going. We're doing all these things. Then rumors start coming out that Bill Moose is a drunkard. Then rumors start flying that the reason the rumors are out that Bill Moose is a drunkard is because other people don't like him that's around him. Right?
Yep.
And it's like, my God, people, what is this, junior high school?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Even like go back to Connie Yori getting fired. You know?
That happened, yeah.
You had all rumors, you had reports, you had all these different things around that.
Well, and the one, what was her name?
She was a great coach, by the way.
What's that?
She was a great coach, by the way.
Well, that and the rumors of how she was here when they were treating him. What was her name? Jessica Shepherd?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Transferred.
I'm not going to go over it on air because I've talked about it before.
Yeah,
but if anybody wants to find me at one of our events, I could tell you firsthand what happened there.
Yep. I'm with you on that one.
New problem.
Mm-hmm.
We went over this years ago. Yep. I don't want to open that door up again.
No.
But but it's just like, now we got the volleyball coach wants to become the AD, rumors flying around. Like, there's just so many rumors, and it's like, can't we conduct this thing? Is it like this at other universities? I have no idea.
It doesn't seem like it. I guess you don't hear about it.
I mean, I guess you did have a wide receivers coach buying rubber wieners and having them ordered and sent to the football facility at Ohio State.
That's pretty good.
We haven't had that as far as I know.
Not yet.
Oh, man, could you imagine if we had a story that comes out about, like, because we've already got the Bill Moose passing out in the middle of the day, rumors that were going on. If then, like, rubber wiener stories start coming out, that'll be weird around. It'll get weird around here quick. But they had that at Ohio State.
That's true.
I guess Urban Meyer, he had to leave Florida because of all the craziness going on down there with its players and stuff.
Thought he had a heart attack.
I mean, it's possible that caused it.
The stress.
He's having what? He's getting headaches now, migraines. Yeah, isn't that what happened?
Yeah. The stress.
The stress of lying to people about his knowledge of...
Maybe he should move to Colorado.
Tell me more, Willie J. Yeah, why would he go there? What does he want to do that for?
Well, he is 21. He's above 21, and marijuana is legalized there, so maybe it would help him. I'm just saying. I'm not a doctor.
He has headaches.
Bill, I think I just realized where your driver's license went that you lost about 10 days ago.
We don't look alike. Didn't work. They took it, actually.
That's all right.
The cops came too. I had to run.
I thought you'd go in there with put some stuff on so you had a gray beard.
Shoe polish.
I don't have a hat to put on backwards.
Yeah. And then you'd be good to go.
I just think we love drama, man.
We do. There's a lot.
It seems to just bind us.
Yeah, it does.
It's like a curse.
Part of it is, and you have to remember, I mean, I've said this before, we have like 34 hours of local sports radio on this side of the state alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, a guy just quit ESPN to cover just Nebraska with The Athletic. You know, I mean, there's a lot going on there. Yeah. So it's just part of being Nebraska. But it is crazy the amount of, and it's because we have so much media. And also, there's so many people who don't like each other down there that they're just willing to be like, yo, hey, I got to tell you something.
Well, and you're right. I mean, in the past 10 years, so much has happened.
When Bo was here, dude, the amount of football players that would, like, direct message me after games, you wouldn't believe what, blah, 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 blah. And then they would just tell me all this stuff.
Wow.
And a lot of it, I mean, I wouldn't go on the air with, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of it's just like, hey, that ain't going to help anybody.
No.
No reason for that. But there was, but I will say it's nice because at least you get an idea of what's going on around the team and that kind of stuff. But yeah, there's a lot. It's a lot with the old rumors. So do you believe any of the rumors that we went through?
I don't know. You know what? It's funny because I've heard some of the rumors. I've heard.
Well, yeah, you're at the good old boys club with the golfers.
I've heard when you said the rumor of the Moose John Cook thing. I've heard that. I have heard that.
Have you really?
In the last 24 hours?
Yeah. So
I've heard that.
Wow.
The weird one, and again, these are just all rumors. But sometimes you'll, like, as a person in the media, you'll hear these rumors, right? And sometimes it's just a rumor that gets out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And other times there's a little substance to it. And, like, the whole Bill Moose and the drinking thing, right? Like I told you guys, I could tell you that he will go out and have a afternoon cocktail. I could tell you that, okay? I can tell you that. I don't know that he's full on, you know, like daily passing out in bars and stuff. I don't buy mm-hmm. that. Has he maybe fallen asleep in a chair? Sure. How old is he? God, I guarantee you when I'm in my 60s, I'll be falling asleep in chairs, especially if I had a beverage in the middle of the day, which is what my plan will be, okay?
Now, yeah, I also, leave me alone at that age.
Now, I also won't be in charge of the athletic department at the university, you know, God willing. So, like, it's a little different for me. But even around that time, when it all got squished, there are a lot of people around that university picking up the old horn just to call and say, hey, keep an eye on this guy not being here later. And I don't know if there's any substance to that or not, but now with this Fred Hoiberg stuff going on.
And with
it's just weird how it's all, it's just strange how it's all kind of floating around there. Like what's probably going to happen is Miles gets let go today, and then Hoiberg gets announced probably Friday. And then there you go. I like that point about his kid on Thursday playing. Because if you're Fred Hoiberg, you don't want this information coming out on the same day your kid's playing.
No.
Because that means your kid's going to take questions about possibly having dad as a coach.
Yep.
He'll have to take them anyways, but you'd rather him not have to do it the day that the story breaks. If you do it Friday, it gives your kid 24 hours, you know, whatever. All right, hour number one is in the books. That was adequate. That was fun.
That's saying something.
Yeah, man. We got what's trending at 10 on the way. We have a lot more Husker basketball talk, Husker football talk coming up. You listen to Husker Nick and his two willies back after this.